welcome to the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. This is Malcolm Out Loud, and we're here with you with another great episode of this fantastic show that we're always trying to help people out and inspire folks to lead a more fulfilling life. And Angie Fox, my co-host, is on holiday. Seems like she's had a nice, long, relaxing holiday. She should be quite relaxed when she gets back, huh? But joining me on the show is my co-host today. Please meet again. You've met him before, but I want you to meet him again, Amjad Tareen. And we did a show with Amjad, some months back. It was called The Heartbeat of America. And it was really a very, very cool production, and you'll find that right at AmericaOutLoud.com. Go right there, and you'll see that show. How you doing, Amjad?
Malcolm, I'm doing fantastic. It has been a great experience, and I would like to thank you for giving me this opportunity to fill in for Angie. I can tell you honestly, these are big shoes to fill.
They are indeed. We love Angie, of course. You know, I was just looking at your show moments ago that we did on America Out Loud. And, you know, one of the things you said that was so profound to me, and it's right on the post here on the show we did. And you said, difficult people have the most to offer in life. And that those were your words. And that gives you pause and makes you think this morning that we learn more from difficult people and probably learn more from failure. And you kind of pointed that out when we interviewed you some months back, huh, Amjad?
I totally agree with that statement.
Yeah, well, you said it. You should. So that's cool. I want you to meet here today on the show, please. We have a terrific gentleman with us, very accomplished man who's done a lot of things, Dr. Ram Charan, and he's an author, educator, and entrepreneur at heart. He's the co-founder and current chairman of the board of Georgetown Wesleyan University of the Americas. This is a nonprofit online global university with students from all over the world. He also serves as VP of Business Development for American Primary Care. And he's got a great new product out, which is called Touch Artisan Vodkas, where his team and himself have developed a very unique approach to producing and distributing spirits in the southeast of the United States. Good to have you here, Ram.
Malcolm, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you.
Yes, terrific. It's terrific to have you here. So let's get started. So let me tell you how this works. The first part of the interview we call the Enlightened Round. And this is where we get to know you a little bit more and tap into some of your thoughts. And Amjad and I will go back and forth and we'll have some fun today with you. So let's start off here. I love great quotes, Ram. I think we can learn from, you know, a lot of inspiring things people have said over the millennia. And let me ask you what your favorite quote is today and why that is.
Well, it's pretty simple. It's from a position of abundance. And I tell you exactly who gave that quote, but that was the quote I always heard pretty much weekly from my father. And it's always resonated in how I live my life and how I make my decisions.
Always live from a position of abundance. Wow.
I try to make sure that I spend my days and live my life and make my decisions with that in mind on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah.
Never let me down.
Right, right. You know, the one thing I'll add to that, Amjad, is I agree with Ram, but the other thing for me with the abundance and, you know, is gratitude. One of the things that I talk about so much and I remind myself so much is to have gratitude and remember to have gratitude no matter what, no matter what you're going through, what time, chapter of your life, you have to have gratitude and look back and appreciate that you're on this beautiful planet, that you're breathing, and that you do have opportunities ahead no matter what, you know?
Totally agreed with you there, Malcolm. I totally agree with you. Ram, while we are on this topic, let me ask you a question. Being a successful businessman, you are an educator, as Malcolm pointed out. You do several things in a day. What is your best morning routine to start your day? How do you plan your day? How do you organize yourself, and what motivates you every morning to give 100% that day?
I'll tell you, I keep it very simple. My morning ritual always starts with a prayer with my entire family. And as Malcolm mentioned, you know, that's my way of giving gratitude, because everything that I have, I think, comes from my family and powers beyond. So I give thanks every morning, and that is my son, my wife, and I. We start with a prayer together as a family, and that puts and sets the tone for my mindset for the entire day. And shortly after that, of course, I'm a gentleman that's targeted, extremely focused on what I'm trying to accomplish for that day. You know, it starts with my list of priorities. I usually write them the day before. And I run through those between 6 in the morning to about 8 before I leave the house. I prioritize exactly what's going to happen. As you know, as an individual, you always have so many different things moving and shaking all at the same times. So what was priority at 8 o'clock in that morning, by 10, you know, doesn't necessarily orchestrate itself as you anticipate, so you have to be flexible. So it starts with a list, give thanks in the morning, and I methodically try to, you know, read down that list. For me, that works really well because I believe in measuring everything that I do, and that's a real good form of having it done. And it's worked really well for me.
Yeah, you know, what I take from that as well, Ram, is the key I get from that is that you take the time in the morning to give thanks, but that you also are focused. I think a lot of people are challenged with being focused. They're sort of all over the map, and you have to have a direction, whatever that may be. I think we all wrestle with that, actually, and you said it very eloquently there. And being focused. So one of the other things we find out a lot as we mature as people, as executives and people in our lives and businesses, is, you know, we have to continue to further educate ourselves. Now, I was just reading a post the other day. Oh, a lot of the big successful entrepreneurs in the country, that they commit themselves to an hour a day, it was saying, and actually at least 5 hours a week minimum, in further educating themselves by reading and studying and what have you. And I find that's a thirst that we all have for knowledge, possibly, and to aspire to a higher level. And so reading is one of the things that we all tend to do. Let's talk about one of the a book that you recommend that everybody should read and why you like that book.
Well, I think for every entrepreneur or any individual who have aspirations of being a business owner or even trying to aspire to do really well in their own jobs and to understand how environments work is it's a book by Michael Gerber. It's called The E-Myth, and he's got many different versions of that book. And what I find that Michael has done is that has put together a beautiful way of explaining how to create systems and processes for a startup, existing business, how to improve one's company and procedures. We know we should all have protocols for certain things. We know we all have rules for our children. We have rules for our lives. But for some reason, when people start businesses, they don't create processes that they should stick with.
Now, Ram, I've heard a lot of people say a lot of very nice things on this show, and I've read a lot of books myself. But we are in a time and age of internet, right? And one of the things I believe in is communication. Whether it's reading a book, how we talk to people, how we interact on internet. And it comes from a Greek word, communis, which means common. In this time and age, if you were to communicate one website that everyone should know about, which website would that be?
You know, the one site that I've become intimately familiar with in terms of business is sunbiz.org. it seems very simple, but I'm always looking for information and background about how to improve my business and what the states are doing, new rules and regulations. And they've done a fantastic job of really communicating clearly the things and changes, especially with licensing. Regulations and departments, and now being in the liquor business, that has become extremely valuable tool for me.
Interesting. I would have never guessed that, Ram. I was at that site many long time back, but I wouldn't have guessed. But so you find it very educational, huh?
extremely, and what it does, it allows us to be redirected to other places,
okay,
within the state and things like that. So for me, that's one of my favorite bookmark.
Okay, cool.
Website.
Cool, cool. We will put the links of all of these things right on the post page at America Out Loud. And so let me ask you, the best social media tool that you simply couldn't live without.
Oh, boy. You know, I'm not much of a social media guy, but I'll tell you this. One of the things that I'm learning really to embrace is Twitter, simply because it's a really interesting and cool way to get your news and information in an instant. As you all know, as a business person, communication and news and information is extremely valuable. And we're building a network with our new company, and Twitter seems to be an extremely useful tool for us, with videos and all those things in an instant.
Hey, Ram, let me ask you this. On Twitter, roughly, how much time a day do you really spend on something like Twitter, roughly?
For me, it maybe less than 30 minutes, because what I'm more interested in looking at the headlines and what's going on, and if it's an article or a story that I want to look at later on in my downtime, then I'll go back, just click on that link, and I'm able to, to do a deep dive on exactly what I was trying to find.
Right. But you spend it consistently every day, pretty much, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I tell you, it's been a learning curve for me, because I've had mostly my staff handle all the social media and things like that. So they've gotten me educated over the last 6 months on how useful that tool can be.
Yeah, well, they're exactly right. And that I'm taking an extra moment on this, because I think for a lot of executives and a lot of people out there, I know exactly where you're at. And you're right. You can't always leave all of that to others and the team and staff and stuff. You have to sort of get your nose in there as well. So you've done the right thing. Twitter is a very profound social media, because it opens up connections from around the world. And it really is a tool where you can, as you know, you like education, where you can educate yourself on a lot of different things that are going on, but you can reach a lot of people in a short period of time. So it is a very cool, I think Twitter is got a real place in today's business world. So I think you're smart. By the way, do you know your Twitter address, your handle off hand? What is it?
It's hashtag TouchVodka.
Okay, but if somebody wants to follow you, would it be at TouchVodka?
Yes.
Hey, Ram, honestly, the SunBiz site that you just mentioned, it's an amazing idea. Folks, for anyone listening out there, that's why this show is online. That's why we are putting in an effort to make people understand, people who are trying to be enterprising, businessmen, thinking of starting out in business. The primary reason for this show is what Ram just mentioned, sunbiz.org, folks. I really am impressed. I'm really happy to be on the other end of this show, filling in for Angie today. And I learned a lot today, folks, from just that one site. Ram, having said that, let me ask you a question. Everybody has their strength. Everybody has their weaknesses. But we dwell on our strengths, and we try to promote ourselves and increase our strength by reading or whatever we do. My question to you is, your one secret ingredient that makes you a star. Share it with our listeners. Share it with me, Malcolm, and anyone listening to this show. What makes you a star?
And that's an easy question for me. It's preparation, preparation, preparation. I think you find anything of value and you're going into a meeting or you're meeting someone for the first time, I think if you take a moment or you spend some time before that that particular event or action, you should learn and be prepared. Because I tell you what, we still only have one opportunity to make a first impression. And you know how difficult it is to bounce back from that. So I believe preparation is the key to my success. I think everyone needs to take the time to learn and acquire that knowledge, and preparation gives you that. Malcolm alluded to education and having all the information, and that's what it is. I mean, if you prepare, you really can stand out from the crowd, and it's always been working for me.
Rom, you said it very well, and I can't, I agree 1,000,000%, because, listen, I was a marketer. That's what I did for a living for 27 years in corporate boardrooms, and you're right. You get one chance, one moment, one opportunity to make a first impression. So for me, it's always about having the house in order. So before you get on the mountaintops and start yelling about how fabulous you are or what you have to offer folks, you better darn well make sure that you have it all put together well and that you present well. And that's important. And the other thing I'll add to that just before we pause here is authenticity. If you can take what you've just said, Rom, and you can be unique, genuine, and yourself, and add authenticity to that mix, my friends, you'll have such a winning ingredients here to make the perfect situation. I can promise you this. There's no doubt in my mind. We're going to continue on with a lot more just ahead with, again, Dr. Rom Charan here, and our co-host today, Amjad Tareen. It's Malcolm Out Loud here. We're going to be back with Making Your Mark in just a moment. Stay right there. Welcome back to The Enlightened Entrepreneurs. It's Malcolm Out Loud here, and you're listening to the America Out Loud Network. It's good to have you with us today. AmericaOutLoud.com. We also have a brand new app. If you don't have the app yet, go to the App Store and download that app. It's free, and it's really kind of cool. We spent a few months developing it, and our goal right now is 1 million downloads. So we need everybody not only downloading the app, but we need you to tell your friends and family and help us out get to 1 million downloads. And, of course, we'll tell our guest today. Hopefully he'll tell all the people he knows, and they'll tell all the people they know. And you never know who you know or who knows who, right? So, anyways, good to have you here. And beside that, I also want to tell you that beside the show here on AmericaOutLoud.com, we are also streaming on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. So you'll hear us live on radio there as well. And you can catch that on all kinds of streaming radio apps in the nation and around the world. So glad to have you all with us. Well, Angie Fox, my co-host, is on holiday, but with us today is, again, a real dear friend of the show, Amjad Tareen. Amjad was on with us, with Angie and I, some months back. I really enjoyed him and his conversation. That show is on AmericaOutLoud.com, and it's entitled I'm the Heartbeat of America. And he really gets into a lot of cool things. And one of the, as I said, opening up the show, the profound things he said was difficult people have the most to offer in life. It kind of says to me that he's not going to run from trouble. He's going to stand tall and deal with it. Amjad, good to have you with me today, brother.
Thank you, Malcolm. Very pleased. I'm very happy to be on the show. Yeah, Thank you.
It's a thrill to have you with me. And again, I want to bring back with us a very interesting gentleman I'm enjoying so far, Dr. Rom Charan here. He's an author, educator, and entrepreneur at heart. He's got a lot of different interests, as I said to you at the top of the show here. One of the most interesting products he's doing, we were just talking about during the break here, was this new line of products he has, Touch Artisan Vodka. It's very fascinating. We'll have the links to all of that and the post at America Out Loud, so you can find it right there. I want to get right back to it, Rom, and I want to, this next segment of the show is very conversational and free-flowing. We want to learn from you today and learn more about what makes you tick and how you can help some of us and through your own travels, and maybe we learn something unique in all of this. But this is called Making Your Mark. Making Your Mark. And I want to start here. One of the things I often think about is we're all born with a certain set of skills, what I call sort of our DNA. Do you think, Rom, that entrepreneurs and or leaders, are they born or are they made?
Malcolm, that's an extremely interesting question. And I actually think it's both. I think it's a combination of being born and made. And for two reasons. I think I have some natural ability to communicate well. But when I joined the military, I learned all about leadership. And learning leadership and what it takes, showing the commitment and how to deal with people and how to really inspire, that's a mark of a great leader. And I think those things are actually taught. But it's one of those things, you only can go so far with a limited amount of knowledge. But if you're able to train and to exercise all those gifts that you have, you know, it can make for a great man and a great product and a great atmosphere, or creating and inspiring other people around you. And I think it's really a combination.
Yeah, well said. I mean, that is well said. I agree right with you, Hanjad.
Yeah, you know what? I totally agree with that. And while we are on that topic of great leaders, one of the greatest leaders of the last century, Winston Churchill, once said, "The heights achieved by great men were often the result of a misstep taken in the right direction." Ram, we all get breaks in life. We all had something in the past or somebody who believed in us and gave us an opportunity that made us what we are today. If you were to go back, look at those opportunities or the big breaks, what was your first big break that you got that made you the person you are today? Share with us and share with all our listeners the secret, and why do you feel that break was so important to you?
Wow, that's actually a very near and dear question, because I actually was given my first break by my uncle, and who happens to be one of my mentors and sits on my board of personal directors. I can remember like it was yesterday. I was getting ready to go to the military, got my commission, and the school that I was supposed to attend had a delay of almost 5 months. So here it is. I raced through college, and I'm thinking to myself, I got out of college in 2.5 years. Now I'm supposed to go where? And the next school that I was supposed to go to was delayed for 5 months. So I called my uncle up, and he said, "Hey, I started this new company." It was actually a small college, private technical college down in St. Petersburg. He says, "Hey, you have nothing to do. Why don't you come in and work for me?" But that 5 months that I spent with him was a real life lesson in hard knocks, a PhD of basically learning all about business, communicating, people. And what the time that I spent, even though I was just being, a junior salesperson, it allowed me to really understand how businesses work from the ground up. And until this day, it probably, you know, inspired me to start that university 11 years ago, because he instilled the value of education. And I watched young people who didn't graduate from high school come to him, and he tutored them up, got their high school diploma or equivalency, and sent them off to college or helped them with careers that today people may frown upon. But those individuals now make a difference in the workforce, making real good living and making a difference in their communities. That break didn't seem so significant at the time, but sometimes when you sit down and you reflect and you see all the things that you've learned, the things that I end up turning around and teaching my children and some of the individuals I come across and professors in the university, I find myself repeating his words, you know, 25 years later. And it's one of those special places in my life that break came when I least expected it.
Ram, that is a very, very special story. I mean, I can relate to it. Can I share something with you a moment, please? I think you'll find interesting, you know. I also had a very, very interesting uncle who's not with me anymore. I lost him a few years back. But you made me think right away in many, many ways to Uncle Bernie. And when I was in my, this was early on now, when I was in my 20s, probably late 20s or so, I was at a point of life that I had lost everything in my life. I mean, I was pretty down and out. And I didn't know quite where to turn or what I was going to do next. And Uncle Bernie was a master salesman. He sold check writers to companies, and he made very, very excellent money doing it. He was very successful at it. And he said to me, you know, you really need to try this and make a good living and make some money. And I said, no, I don't want to do that. He said, you really need to, he said, you have a real talent to talk to people and you could do this really well. And you need the money, you need, and so I begrudgingly went out and did it. I traveled up to the Northeast and I spent some time training with him in Pennsylvania. Long story short, I went out on the road, went door to door, and the first day I was out, Ram, on the road, myself, I was using a friend's car, driving an old Ford, and it was a morning, on a Monday morning, I remember, selling these check writers door to door, and it was snowing out. And I had no heavy clothes. I only had a suit jacket on because I didn't own any winter clothes. I was from the South, you know. And I remember locking my keys to the car inside the trunk as I went to try to get a truck rider out. And the snow is coming down. And a lady upstairs at a business I was trying to sell looked out of the window. And long story short, I remember that moment of life that I felt so despair and lost that Monday, late morning now. And I remember feeling sorry for myself and thinking, oh, man, this really sucks, you know. There's got to be a better way. And I remember Uncle Bernie telling me all the things I could do and the talents I had. And I have to tell you, it's a long story. I just got to get to the point. I went ahead and I went to the coffee shop at lunch, and I took a moment to think internally. I went out that afternoon, and I sold 3 check writers and made a whole lot of money. And made a whole lot of money the next day, and the next day after that, and the next day after that, and the next day after that. And inside of 10 days, I made thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars from selling these things door to door. And it was all because of Uncle Bernie and the spirit he had given me. And so, you know, he really gave me that break to stand back on my feet and to pay attention as a human being and as a young man to learn. You know, so I know what it means when you say an uncle like that. Boy, can I appreciate that story, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, until this day, he's still sharing his wisdom with me. And it's like drinking the best water you've ever had every time I'm with him.
I know. Wow. One day I hope to meet you and your uncle, maybe, and share a moment or some wisdom and have a drink or so. It would be a fabulous story based on what we just shared with each other. But I really appreciate this and hear you say that. So. Well, listen, I want to ask you next, as I digress a moment here, your cardinal rule to becoming a standout entrepreneur and or leader. What's the cardinal rule?
Always give it your best. That's it. It's very simple. Always give it your best. You know, I have a 10-year-old, and we have what we call the Ramturn rules for success. And it starts with that one every morning. We recite those as I take them to school. Because your best effort, because you want to leave it out there that you've done and given it every single opportunity to be successful. Because you don't want to be regretful, you know.
I
think the other part that I always try to stretch to people is, you know, you should always be responsible. You've got to take responsibility when you do well, because everyone says, hey, I did this, but see, a lot of times they forget to take responsibility for the failures that they've done as well, or the mistakes they've made. Yeah. And I firmly believe mistakes are going to be made, but you take responsibility for them, but you take from them the learning that comes with it.
Hey, Ram, we all have to know as leaders that we know at some point of our lives. I mean, I know Amjad feels this way. You do, I do, and I think a lot of people listening, we understand that failure is just another stepping stone to get where the hell we're going. I mean, if you're afraid to, you know, fall on your face, I mean, hell, I listen. You don't have to tell me, brother. I mean, there are times I can look back and say, why? What? All you can do is learn from it. You can't change yesterday. You can only change tomorrow, huh?
Most definitely.
Yeah.
You know, I was reading a book and they say, you know, it's something we all know, but we tend to forget in our lives, that there's only 100% that you can give at any time, at any given point in a day. People who tend to forget and say tomorrow they will make up for what they didn't do today, you can't give 150% the next day or the day after. So I totally agree with you guys, actually. Ram, and I totally agree with you that you can only do your best that day. Give it your best. Give it your 100%. Because tomorrow, there's no 150% that you can give it.
That's it.
So that's amazing. That's a very simple rule in life. And I think so every one of us should have it on a wall or someplace we can see it every morning when we wake up. Let me ask you a question. You have a lot of successes in life. You have an author, educator, you're a businessman and a successful businessman. Greatest success in your career. Share it with us. And let me ask you on a slightly toned down note, how do you celebrate your success? Your greatest success, Ram, share with us, share with our listeners, and share us with us, how do you celebrate it, your greatest success?
Oh, you know, I think the greatest success ever is when I first met my wife.
Cool.
We can measure our bank account. We can measure, you know, the size of our house. We can measure all the fancy cars. But I don't gauge my success by any of those things. The success is that loving relationship that I have with my wife. And she's an extremely busy woman. She's a physician as well. And Abjad could attest to this, that we have to take time to really enjoy that moment with your family. And for me, my greatest success has always been her, because the moment she came into my life, it was like a ray of sunshine. It seems so hokey, but the truth is, she inspires me every day. And that's my success. I mean, because I can't put one pinpoint thing what my greatest success, but I can say she is probably the biggest and best.
Wow. Very nicely said.
Yeah, brother. I mean, obviously, it sounds like she's your friend, and that's one of the secrets to any great relationship. And I'm going to answer the second part of that question for you, Ron, because how did you celebrate? I know the answer to that. You celebrated with Touch Artisan Vodkas.
we do, and often. Yes, we do.
So I knew I had that answer from you, brother. How else would you celebrate? I mean, come on. All right, sir, let me ask you this. Now let's get to the real good dirt here. You can't have a great interview without having some dirt. What is your kryptonite?
You know, it's funny. My kryptonite is seeing people around me sad. I mean, I don't like to be in an environment where people are sad or feel that they're in sorrow or failure. And that kind of really gets to me, because I think one of the things that I've learned ever since I was a child is that we should be making our environment and the people around us better, and always giving back. So when I see, you know, poverty or people who are in stress and there's no way, or they see no help or form, I get extremely sad and disappointed. So I would say that's my biggest kryptonite. I don't think I have any vices that are particular. I mean, I don't drink that much. I'm not one to stay out late and hang out with my friends and stuff like that. It's basically seeing sadness and poverty in the world, and that really makes my heart ache. And you know, that's one of the reasons, 5-6 years ago, we converted the university to a nonprofit. We created a foundation for scholarships for unfortunate individuals. And I'm happy to say over the last 9-10 years, we've been able to donate over $1 million in education funding to students all over the world.
Fantastic.
I don't usually share that with a lot of people, but that's what we've done. We do it quietly every year, and it's been something that, in my little piece, kind of like, you know, takes away that kryptonite, and hopefully I can make the world a little better place to live.
Amen.
Wow, that's a huge saying, Bram, there. You know, a lot of people don't realize, I think so, a part of being human, I tell my children that, is when God gives you, he doesn't give you all this gifts of money, wealth, and happiness just to keep it to yourself. He gives you all this to share with other people who may be less fortunate than you are. And I think so, if God gives us an opportunity and somebody comes up to you, don't judge them, help them. Because that's a gift from God when somebody comes to you for help. You know, he has chosen you that day at that time to thank him by sharing and giving. That, Ram, I've known you for a little while and I've always looked up to you as a friend. You are successful, but you never even shared this with me. I'm really proud of you. I'm actually a little moved right now, sharing with all over the world and giving out scholarships to needy people. That's huge. I'm really proud of you, and I stand behind you saying that you never shared this, what you do in the quietness and stillness, helping so many people around the world. I'm really proud of you. Thank you for being with our listeners. I have a quick question. These are the people that depend on you. And then we come across in our life people who are very difficult to deal with. My question to you, Ram, is how do you deal with difficult people?
My response is going to be entirely different than yours, where you feel you're learning from them. I just eliminate them altogether. I've learned a long time ago, life is too short to deal with individuals who are not willing to participate or see my vision. And when I say eliminate them, I mean, there's certain, obviously, you don't have that ability in certain situation or forms or function where you cannot not deal with them. But on a personal level, if someone is not sharing my vision or my values, it don't take too long for me to say, you know what? That's not where I want to be, or that's not a healthy place for me. As for business, I think it's extremely important that we learn how to articulate our needs and value and get to a point that is mutually respectful. I think once you establish that in the business side, that difficult person may come around. They may never come around because just they may be a personal, differences or whatnot. But the end game is to get to a place where you're able to communicate, show respect, and move forward. Because I think what we have to do is we always have to be finding ways to better ourselves and better our environment. And that's how I kind of deal with it.
Well, Ram, what's the single best advice you've ever been given?
Oh, wow. Always do your best. I mean, that's the best one. I mean, my father instilled that every single day. You know, do not fail failure. It's okay to fail because you're one step closer to success. Right. And I take that to heart every day because my tutor now is my 10-year-old because I find myself giving him these little one-liner wisdoms. And the one thing that that we know we should always be looking at is finding ways to self-motivate. Wow. So I spend 23 minutes in the car every day during school, and my son and I, we look for fantastic YouTube videos to inspire us every day.
Awesome.
When we're driving. And I'll tell you, I'll share with this, is a really good story. My 10-year-old, and Amjad knows him, he's an extremely bright boy. He memorized a 1.5-minute soliloquy from a Rocky movie. Wow. And whenever he feels that I'm not feeling up to speed, he'll say, he always starts to say that 1.5-minute to me. And it's so amazing just to see him inspire me. So now what I've given, I've reciprocated back from my 10-year-old, and that makes it all worth it.
Yeah.
You know what? You said it. Yeah. When the Rocky One movie came out years ago, I was still in my teens, and I remember listening to that particular song, "Eye of the Tiger," and it used to inspire me, motivate me. You know, the lyrics of that song could be heard around the globe. I was back home in Pakistan growing up, and that movie was so inspiring, and that particular song was so inspiring. It used to set me on fire to work harder that day. Ram, thanks for sharing all this. Before I ask you my next question, I will quote Thomas Edison, who once observed, the idea I use are mostly the ideas of people who don't develop them. Now, my next question to you is, what advice would you give to someone starting out on their career path as a businessman, as an educator? You have such multi-diversified personality and occupation and things that you do. What advice would you give to someone as a businessman starting out in their career?
Amjad, are you calling me or identifying my ADD? Is that what you're saying?
ADD is identified with very successful people, by the way. Mal pointed that out to me once.
Yeah, it's true.
And with that, you know, it seems like every 5 or 6 years, I'm trying to reinvent or re-inspire myself with a different in the area that I like to work in. But the question is a very good question, and I'll tell you that. And it's very simple. And the first part is, you need to find your passion. You know, I think passion is extremely important because you cannot fake it. And as Amjad knows, I'm a very passionate person. I just put all of my being into new projects. And when you're able to be inspired to wake up in the morning without having to listen to the alarm clock or having to feel like, hey, I'm going to work for all the wrong reason, and you have passion in your belly, success is not that far behind, because it's not work, it's your purpose. And when you can find purpose and attribute that to a project or an environment, the success is very short behind. It's going to come quicker. The next thing is to set goals and find your mentors and what I call them, my personal board of directors. And I think those particular things, when you have mentors to help guide you, you have a tremendous ability to learn from people with different experience. And, you know, in my faith, everything starts with the guru. And the guru is basically a teacher or a learned person. Sometimes people are afraid to go ask for help. Not me. I have this incredible ability to just, if I want to know something or meet someone, I've known to pick up the phone to speak to Patrick Ewan, Mark Cuban. And, you know, sometimes they don't pick up the phone, but I leave a message. Patrick Ewan did call me back because I was inspired by one of his games when I was in New York. He actually called me back because I wanted to know what was in his belly, why he was so fierce. And I'm a huge basketball fan. And I could see when he played, he had passion. And that's something that you cannot substitute ever. And that's how I live my life. I look to do things that create passion in my belly.
Well, everybody should be encouraged with the fact that you reach out to somebody like that you may not know real well, but that inspires you, is so key. And I think it should remind all of us that we're all here on this magnificent planet that is floating through the elements of time, and that we're all here for a reason, and there's nothing wrong with helping each other out or thinking that, you know, our pants shouldn't be too big to help the next person out. So I think that's really cool. Well, listen, you're listening, folks, in case you're just tuning in, to Dr. Ram Charan, and he's a author, an educator, an entrepreneur at heart. I'll have all the links right there at AmericaOutloud.com. You're listening to the America Out Loud Network here. Our co-host today, Amjad Tareen, and Amjad is here in with for Angie Fox today. We're just having a great time with the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. We call this part of the interview, Making Your Mark. Again, I want to encourage you, in case you're just tuning in, to get the app. Go to the App Store, download the app, just type in America Out Loud. It's easy to find. And you'll have all the latest podcast and various things right on your phone or tablet, right in your hands. And we really appreciate you. And connect with us also on Twitter, and you'll find, again, all the connection points at AmericaOutloud.com. Well, listen, my friend, Ram, I want to, as we kind of get to the end of Making Your Mark, what's the single biggest sacrifice you've had to make in your career?
Time away from my family. that's a big one, and I sometimes I feel like I'm still making up for that. I mean, I spent numerous hours away networking, developing relationships, trying to grow my business, and that took a lot of late night dinners, travels away from the home, and as both of you can probably attest and have experienced yourself, it could be extremely lonely. When I say lonely, in the sense that, you know, you feel like you're letting them down because they expect you to be home, but at the same time, you know, you're making that sacrifice to create a better life for your children, and that one has always been a gripping component. But you also, once the success comes, you have an opportunity to share that with them, and maybe take a step back and spend more time than you would have had if you didn't make those initial sacrifices.
Yeah,
it's just, and it's always been one of those things that I've had to grapple with.
Wow. We all know, I know Malcolm, you know, works extremely hard, so do we all. And we all share, that's the biggest sacrifice any individual can make, is the time away from your family and from young children, your wife. But, you know, in the end, I totally agree with you. What you just said is how we come back and with our achievements and how proud they are of us when we are able to provide them and give them the education and what they needed. Totally agree with you. Malcolm, if I have your blessings, I'm going to ask him a question, but it's going to be a twofold question.
Okay.
Ram, my first question to you is, now this is a two-part question for you, Ram. If you had 2 minutes to share advice with your 21-year-old self, what would you say and why? And a little off the topic, after this, you answer this question, I'm going to ask you another question. You are a successful businessman. How did you pick up Dutch Vodka? What was the thought? Briefly share with us, and what makes it so unique?
Wow. I've actually had to think about that one for a second, but, you know, the answer came relatively quick to me. It's the first part would be exercise patience.
Right.
You know, we all at young age, we become impetuous. And sometimes, you know, when you're impetuous, you make decisions that that could be avoided by just being a little bit more smart about evaluating what and how you're going to go about certain things. And the second part of that is, do you need to learn? I wish I learned how to manage my risk better. And that's just not dealing with money. That has to just deal with what making decision as a whole. Because, you know, sometimes we're not even thinking about consequences and behaviors or actions when you're 21. And if I was to go back and think about, I would give those two advice to myself, because I think it would have probably alleviated a lot of stress. I would have probably been a lot more successful. I'm not worried about the quickness. It's just it would have been more successful in the sense of the values and serenity in my life and the mental standpoint and the stress that you go along with. But I think those things, everyone should take a real strong look, because sometimes just by thinking things through in a it would have been a lot easier for the bigger picture and long term.
Wow.
And I mean, I don't know if that's what you're looking for, but that's two things that come to my head.
But I, you know what, you couldn't have said it better. That was your answer to your 21-year-old self, your advice. Now, the next part of the question was, what makes Dutch Vodka so unique? Why did you get involved with this project? And what inspired you, basically? That's what we want to know. Share with us, share with our listeners who are trying to be enterprising and coming into this business life, and they want a project. That's what the whole purpose, I believe, Malcolm is trying to achieve across to our listeners and everyone in the world, basically, is how to develop themselves successfully and realize their dreams. Share with us, Ram.
Well, thank you for asking that question. You know, Dutch Vodka actually fell in my lap. I was actually developing a craft beer company at the time, As Amjad knows, I have a passion for beers and exotic beers. But at the time, I had a setback, and a colleague of mine said, listen, there's a company in town in Florida that's been around for 12 years. They've been dormant for about 3 or 4 years, but they have this phenomenal vodka. It's probably the best vodka on the planet. And he went on to say, it's the only vodka in the world that's ever made from honey. I said, whoa, honey. But it doesn't taste like honey. I said, that doesn't sound right. I tasted the product, and I was sold. When I said I was sold, I actually gave it to to my wife. She's the one that has a great palate. And once he said that was amazing, it was on, because the product, the company was very unique to begin with, but it didn't have a story. It didn't have processes. It didn't have any systems. It didn't have all the things that I talked about that makes a company successful. It's just basically a bunch of guys that like to make vodka, but had no direction. I acquired the company after about 6 months of due diligence. But just like any great things, we crafted a really unique story to go along with the value and the goodness of the product. Secondly, I went out and found the best people to help me run the company. And that was relatively simple to do, because one of my best friends when we were in college was Reggie Johnson. He was a first-round draft pick from Florida State when I was there at the same time, played for the Chiefs and the Denver Broncos and people like that. He actually worked for Southern Wines and Spirits about 10, 11 years, was an executive that just retired, and he was basically doing nothing. I made a phone call to him, and within 2 weeks after trying the product, we were sold. He's like, we've got to do this project because it's such a unique story. It's a unique flavor. It was the company had all the makings of a company that can create the wow and why factor. And shortly after that, we added a third individual that actually understood the retail side. So we had someone like myself. As Amjad knows, I'm known as a turnaround specialist. I buy companies that don't work, and I fix them, and usually sell them at a pretty good profit. And I brought in someone who actually knew the business, that understood how the manufacturing and the distillation and the process. And then I made another call to another dear friend, and I got someone who understood the retail side. So in less than a month and a half, I had a team in place that now runs the day-to-day operation of Touch Vodka. And
so basically, Ram, you have developed, you are looking for value, hidden values in companies, right? Underperforming companies, you are the turnaround specialist. So where do you see this company, Touch Vodka, in the next year, 2 years, 5 years? Share with us quickly, and then I'll let Malcolm take over.
Well, I think just based on what we've done in the last 90 days, we've opened accounts with Total Wines, Sam's Club, BJ's. We're about to go into Costco probably the next 30 days. We're now statewide from just being a local craft vodka in the Tampa Bay area. Wow. But the big picture is that we have aspirations of doing $100 million in sales in the next 3 years, and possibly even tickle that thought of maybe either being acquired by one of the bigger brands, or even maybe spinning off and going public at some point. And we've laid out a 5-year plan. We know our exit strategy, but the immediate future, we want to conquer the state of Florida. You know, we want to understand our backyard, and we're doing a really swell job with the team that we've acquired to do so. And I've been blessed. It's just been a great ride. As Amjad says, you know, I'm all about the passion of what I'm doing, and it's something that makes me want to get up every day and watch this this thing grow. It's like a kid. I mean, I'm just molding it the way I want it to be.
You are listening to Dr. Ram Charan, and what a great story, Ram. Really appreciate it. You know, I want to say to you this afternoon here, as we talk here, that I have a sense, or I don't know, just a feeling sometimes, and I have a feeling today that we have a new friend here in Dr. Ram Charan, that at least I feel like I have a new friend. You've been very inspiring, I think, to everybody, and I really appreciate it. I relate to a lot of the things you say. I understand them, and I relate to them very much, you know?
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I think I found a new friend as well.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. It's really a good connection here. So again, we're going to have all the connection points for Dr. Ram on the America Out Loud post. You'll find it right there, friends, on AmericaOutLoud.com. So just a couple of house cleaning notes here. You can now find us America Out Loud Talk Radio. We are streaming live around the world, and you'll find that on any of your favorite radio networks. You'll probably find America Out Loud. Just type in America Out Loud and connect with us there. As well, you'll find us on podcast, on iTunes, and on all the podcast companies at America Out Loud Network. You'll find us there. We welcome you in. It's a place, America Out Loud, where you'll learn, you'll grow and understand better. We cover everything that's important in your life. You'll find right there at America Out Loud. It's always a pleasure to be with you, friends. Thank you. Big thank you to Amjad Tareen, our co-host today, in for Angie Fox. And Amjad, thank you, brother. You are just a real real blessing. I mean, you have so much to say and so much to add to the conversation. You're definitely a dear friend, and love you very much, brother.
In closing, I would only say one thing. Ability is of little account without opportunity. That's what Napoleon said. You are just helping me out. I really appreciate, Malcolm. You steered me through. I really enjoyed being on the show. These were big shoes to fill. Honestly, I was shaking in my pants. Angie is, radio talk show host. But you helped me, and I want to thank you and acknowledge you helping me out and, guiding me through this process. I really appreciate it. Malcolm,
thank you. You're a good man. You're a good man and a very good co-host, and just so enthusiastic in life. I really appreciate the energy today in this production. My friends, this is Malcolm Out Loud. I want to thank you for joining us here on the Enlightened Entrepreneurs. Again, thank you again to our guest and co-host. God bless. Have a good day.